For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The shutdown is now in its third week. USA's Tim Berg has more.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders did say that President Trump will be traveling to the border on Thursday. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise tells Fox News President Trump and the Republicans are willing to compromise.
The president has shown he's willing to sit down and talk and try to reach an agreement. If Democrats really want to work with us to get the government back open again, they've also got to recognize that border security is at the heart of this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A suspect in the Houston drive-by shooting that killed a 7-year-old is facing capital murder charges. Eric Black Jr. is being held in the Harris County Jail without bond. Authorities say the 20-year-old admitted to his role in Jasmine Barnes' killing. Harris County Assistant District Attorney Samantha Connex says she's dedicated to finding justice for Jasmine.
Because no 7-year-old deserves this. No family deserves this.
Investigators believe the shooting was a case of mistaken identity. An initial description of the suspect as a white man prompted activists to call the killing racially motivated. Former House of Cards star Kevin Spacey was in a Massachusetts courtroom to face sexual assault charges.
Complaints charges that in the town of Nantucket on July 8, 2016, did commit indecent assault and battery on person 14 or over.
Spacey's lawyers pled not guilty. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
It's a first for one of the justices on the Supreme Court, and USA's Chris Barnes has details from Washington.
The Supreme Court saying that Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was missing arguments on Monday for the first time in over 25 years as she recuperates from cancer surgery. A court spokeswoman said the 85-year-old Ginsburg is still recuperating and is doing work from home after doctors removed two cancerous growths from her left lung on December 21st and she was discharged from a hospital on December 25th. Ginsburg had two earlier cancer surgeries in 1999 and 2009 that did not cause her to miss any court sessions. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Gas prices continue to decline across the nation, but experts are warning the trend may not be continuing. With more, here's John Clements.
The price at the pump this week is down 2.5 cents for a national average of $2.23 per gallon. According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, this downward trend may not continue much longer.
The price of oil has rebounded back up to $48.50 per barrel, but there is still a little bit of a lag time, and that is why the national average gas price has dropped in the last week. But if the upward trend does continue in the price of oil, this could be perhaps one of the last couple weeks that we see the trend continue lower.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.